What I'm about to share with you is a very advanced method that's actually very simple, but most people don't know what it is. When you understand this, then you can add this practice into your manifestation experiences. And that's going to allow you to bring forth what you want and experience the things that you're holding in mind much faster in your real life. You've heard that it's important to imagine that you've manifested what you want as if it's happening now in the present. And I highly encourage you to keep doing that. But there's another thing that we need to do as well, which is even more powerful. And what that is to visualize and feel yourself doing the things that will lead you into the vision that you want. So, for example, if you wanted to become an author and have a finished book, then of course visualizing the finished book is good, or imagining you have a book. But even better is to visualize yourself sitting there writing the book and feeling really good about it and bringing that through, to visualize the process of you enjoying that writing experience. Because when you hold that vision, then you can move into that feeling, and that will allow you to take action and actually sit down and write the book, which will lead you to manifesting the book. If you don't connect your current life now to your future life, if there's this huge gap between where you are now and where you want to go, and there's nothing in the middle, it leads many people to feel disappointed that nothing's happening, that there's no process, that there's no improvement, that there's no forward motion. But when we visualize the process, then we start to engage all parts of our being into making this happen. And a nice way of thinking about this is that your future reality exists on another plane, a plane of reality. You can imagine reality is made up of slides, like a film reel, and there are different scenes that we can enter into. Consciousness is moving from one scene, one film still, if you like, into another. So there are all these potential realities. And when you visualize what you want, that's a scene, a still, an image that is quite a ways off. It's almost like a second reality, a different universe in a sense, further away. The process are those scenes and those stills that consciousness will move through on its way, on your way to what you want. So, for example, one of the things that I wanted to do many years ago was to be creating courses and programs and coaching and all these things. And I now do that. I'm now sitting here creating something for you. This is the sort of thing that I wanted to do, I imagined doing previously. And I'm actually here in beautiful places around the world, sharing with thousands of souls, and it's such a great privilege. So I imagine myself doing what I'm doing now, and I also imagine the end result and being of service and creating abundance and blessings and beauty. So what you can do in your vision board and in your miracle journal and any other journaling that you do is to, of course, get clear on the end result. What do you want? And you feel that, you experience that, you wander around in that reality as if it's happening now. And add to that the process that led you there. Imagine yourself in your mind and in your heart wandering around, being in the experience of the process that leads you there. Talking to people, doing this, uploading files if you're doing some sort of content, creating things, whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest. What is the process? See yourself doing it. If you have a vision board, create visions, visual images that represent the process as well as the end result. And just practice this. And then as soon as you can, take action into those things. There are some manifestations where all we do is imagine the end result and it shows up. I've experienced that many times in my life, and it's always fun and games when that happens. But most manifestations have a process involved. And instead of denying that truth, we can embrace it. Visualize the process, see the process, go into the process, write the process, be in that experience, and try it out for a month or 2 months and see how you feel and see how much faster you find yourself moving into that future reality. Try it from today. It's very easy. Just imagine the process, write down the process, create the vision board with the process. Just add it to your practice. Imagine the process being a good feeling ease and grace, ease and joy, fun and games. So you're in a beautiful space as you do it, as you experience it. And then let go. And remember, the more normal it feels, the more this feels natural, the faster you'll manifest it. Things that seem supernatural and far off and weird and sort of vague and this special, oh my god, they don't manifest because we can't experience these sorts of things in our normal experience. So bring it down to earth, bring it down here, and experience all these things as if they're very normal, very natural. You're very calm and at peace when you experience it. So try it out, add this to your practice, and you will experience so much grace, so much ease, such a good feeling. And before you know it, you'll be doing those things that you'd imagined yourself doing. And then before you know it, you'll be in that experience that you want to create. Thanks for listening. Try it out. I'm wishing you all success in all your highest visions for the highest good. With ease and grace, may all good things come to you.